Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, the 9th of July. Hope you're well. Coming up.
What we see are insurers continuing to prioritise profits over policyholders.
€76 million saved by injuries board last year, and ceasefire deal for Gaza moves a step closer. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, savings generated by the Injuries Resolution Board are not being seen by policyholders. The Alliance for Insurance Reform says the board's new annual report shows €76 million was saved in avoiding legal costs last year alone, yet policy premiums are still rising. Alliance CEO Brian Hanley says the Injuries Board has clearly had a positive impact, but policyholders are still waiting to see it.
These facts alone warrant a meaningful and significant reduction in the premiums that people pay. But instead, what we see are insurers continuing to prioritise profits over policyholders. And there's just no justification for liability premiums for businesses, sports, community and voluntary groups to be increasing, and yet they continue to do so.
It's being reported only one issue remains unresolved in the push to achieve a ceasefire in Gaza. Centres on the status and presence of Israeli defence forces inside the Strip. Talks between Israel and Hamas have been taking place in Qatar since Sunday, with Trump envoy Steve Witkoff set to join them this week. Avoidable deaths are being caused by a shocking variation in cancer tests and treatments across the country. The Irish Cancer Society says it's identified delays for urgent referrals for both breast and prostate cancer in certain areas. Data also shows big differences in access to life-saving chemo and radiation therapies depending on where you live. The Society's warning that each four-week delay can increase the risk of death from cancer by 10%, and it wants to see increased funding in the budget for cancer staff, buildings and equipment. More than €170 million was spent on private emergency accommodation in Dublin alone last year. The latest figures seen by News Talk show over 15,700 people are accessing this type of accommodation across the country. News Talk's Josh Crosby reports.
Private emergency accommodation makes up around 70% of all the homeless accommodation provided in Dublin. There are currently 104 of these facilities, including hotels and B&Bs in the Dublin region, and they are being operated by 23 providers. Last year, over €170 million was spent on this type of accommodation in the capital. So far this year, more than €86 million has been spent on private emergency accommodation in Dublin.
The number of people known to have died in flash floods in Texas has risen to 109. 161 are still missing, including five children from a summer camp. The floods hit early last Friday after a torrential rain caused the river to rise by 8 metres in less than an hour. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has been updating reporters.
To put this into perspective, just in the Kerr and Kendall counties alone, there are far more fatalities than there were in Hurricane Harvey. That's how catastrophic this is.
A motion will be brought before the Dáil this morning to call for transparency on supermarket profits. The Social Democrats want legislation to force all major grocery retailers to publish full audited yearly financial accounts. The party says consumers have a right to know if price increases are justified or an example of price gouging. Social Democrats TD for Wicklow, Jennifer Whitmore, says once this information becomes available, the government can then act.
In a way that they're not able to hide behind their UK counterparts, which is sometimes what we see. So really what we're looking for is transparency in grocery pricing, and also to give the consumer and competition authority, we want them to have teeth so that actually they can investigate and examine any aspects of price gouging and actually take some action on it.
Political parties will meet later to consider a potential joint run at the presidency. Parties of the left are considering backing a consensus candidate in November's election. News Talk's political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
Parties of the left are going to meet this evening to hash through potential candidates for a joint run at the presidency, a unity left candidate that could be backed. Some of the names that have been thrown out there include Catherine Connolly, the independent TD, perhaps Frances Black as well, although she herself has said it's gotten late in the day for her to mount a credible campaign. Some of the other names that have been thrown out, obviously Mary Lou McDonald, not ruling herself out earlier in the week. Jed Nash yesterday said he would tip Ivana Batric of the Labour Party, though it's unlikely that she would get a joint nomination. And speaking to some of the left party leaders, they think it's unlikely a name will come out of today, but we may be narrowing down the field, and there may be names considered that haven't been out in the public yet either.
Alone says older people are cutting down on what they eat and going to bed early because they're terrified they won't be able to pay their winter fuel bills. The organisation, which helps older people to age at home, has carried out a survey among the 43,000 people it supports, and it's bringing the findings before an Oireachtas committee today. Alone CEO Sean Moynihan says without cost of living supports, 45% of older people would have been at risk of poverty last year.
The government's own figure shows that without the once-off payments, around 45% of older people are at risk of poverty. We accept that, and we are grateful they were put in. We accept they're going to be removed. But this means that we do need to up the other payments.
The Oasis hit Don't Look Back in Anger has been named their most played song in the UK in the 21st century. Phonographic Performance Limited have put together a list of the top 10 most played songs by the band over the last 25 years. Wonderwall came second, She's Electric third, and Roll With It placed fourth. Oasis continued their reunion tour this weekend with dates in Manchester. And in sport, in rugby, Canberra is the next stop for the Lions this morning as they continue their tour of Australia. Andy Farrell's side take on the Brumbies, who the hosts lost to back in 2013. James Lowe, Joe McCarthy and Dan Sheehan are among the eight Ireland players in the starting 15. And Farrell says it's up to the players to earn a place on the team for the first test in 2 weeks' time.
We play on Saturday after this, and we've a full week's worth of training. That's what everyone's used to anyway. So you have to stay open-minded. Otherwise, a closed book is not good for anyone.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.